Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Ray Graff. Veterans Day is Monday, November 11th. And in advance of the parades and commemorations, we will discuss veterans issues on the show today. Joining us are Darlene Delancey, Peter Potter, and Glenn Gilbert of the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center. Also in the studio is Bruce Buckley, the CEO of Soldier On. The nonprofit provides housing, treatment, and other services for military veterans. If you have a question about veteran health care or services, now is the time to call 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email your questions to voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Your calls are coming up right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. On today's show, we discuss veterans issues ahead of Veterans Day on Monday, November 11th. And our guests, well, we have four guests today. Darlene Delancey is the director of the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center. Darlene joined the Albany VA in 1988 and has held numerous positions there, including education director. Also joining us from the VA, Glenn Gilbert. He's involved with the agency's homeless and housing programs in the region. The Stratton VA Medical Center, opened in 1951, serves veterans in 22 counties of upstate New York, western Massachusetts, and Vermont. Peter Potter is the public affairs officer. And Peter, I apologize in advance for the number of times I'll say your name incorrectly during the program. Our final guest is Bruce Buckley, the CEO of Soldier On. The nonprofit works in partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide housing, treatment, transportation, and many other services for military veterans. If you have a question, good time to call is right now. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, that number is 800-348-2551. Darlene, Glenn, Peter, Bruce, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Very nice to have you here. And we have done these programs before, and the numbers always surprise me. I'm looking at the homelessness data, the point-in-time count, which we'll talk about in a moment. January 2018, on a single night, 37,800 veterans experiencing homelessness, and yet that number is actually an improvement.
Correct.
That's correct. Yeah, veteran homelessness obviously is a challenge that has always been present. Since the beginning of the veteran experience. And I think the last 30 years, the VA has really taken it on as an issue that they've addressed head on and have created and helped fund agencies like Soldier On, who work in that space with transitional housing, permanent housing, case management, transportation, legal aid. I could go on and on, outreach. But the number certainly has come down, but it's still not zero, and we need to keep working at it.
What are the root causes?
Well, you know what? That's a broad question. I think underneath it all, mental health issues that are not properly addressed, addiction issues, alcohol issues. Are they the issue or are they the symptoms, really, is what we get to? Because I think, you know, we deal in that world on a regular basis at Soldier On. And with our permanent housing, the veterans live with us forever. Yeah. And part of that experience is we don't just give them a place to live, but we case manage. I know most every veteran of our 200 units we have almost of permanent housing. We know the veterans, and the issues really go below and deeper. Often it's, you know, really early childhood trauma, a difficult childhood, difficult military experiences that are not properly addressed. So there's a real list of the causes.
Darlene Delancey, you've been with the VA in Albany since 1988. There have been a number of conflicts since then. Have the reasons for, aside from medical issues, the reasons for homelessness changed? Is that landscape changing?
You know, it truly hasn't changed. We're seeing very similar things that we saw back then. I think what has changed is our ability to focus on the homelessness and to focus on getting them homes first and then providing them with the appropriate medical care.
How do you do that? How do you find homes?
Well, we have our staff that we have in the community, both in the rural areas and within the city of Albany. And we know where to look. We know how to make those connections. And sometimes it is an easy task to perform, to be able to provide the services to the homeless veterans that are in the community. And sometimes it's a challenge. But we have social workers and others who do not give up. So get them in the homes first and then give them the medical care that Bruce talked about. So we'll get them the mental health care that they deserve. We'll get them the primary care, the specialty care. Once we begin to put those two pieces together, then we can move them from being homeless to working on their own.
We are talking veterans issues today with Glenn Gilbert and Darlene Delancey, as well as Bruce Buckley and Peter Potter. And Glenn, you are involved specifically with the VA's homeless and housing programs.
Yes.
How many people are we dealing with here at any one time?
We typically see 600, 700, 800 homeless veterans a year. Some have been in our programming for a while. We work a lot with our community partners because we can't do it all ourselves. And we're also, I can remember when we started with the homeless program, we didn't have a whole lot of resources, but we now have community partners. The Department of HUD has made vouchers available. So we
explain how the vouchers work.
So if a veteran comes in and is homeless, we go through an assessment process and determine what are some of the root causes of this particular veteran's homelessness issues. They also have some eligibility requirements, but most homeless people don't have a lot of money, and so they would be eligible for that program. And then our goal is to help them find an apartment that meets good housing standards in an area that they're happy to live in, and help them move in and then help them sustain themselves in that apartment.
And that's the tricky part, isn't it?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
Well, it's through ongoing visitation and case management, as Bruce had mentioned, helping them maybe move past some barriers about engaging VA for medical services or for mental health services or for substance abuse services or for vocational services. Whatever is needed, helping them, we build a relationship with that veteran and then try to help them move in the right direction.
The number to call here if you have a question is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We're joined today by Darlene Delancey and Glenn Gilbert and Peter Potter, all from the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center, as well as Bruce Buckley, CEO of Soldier On, which is a nonprofit. How long have you been in operation with Soldier On?
Soldier On began in 1994, and since then, when it began, it was a shelter in Western Massachusetts at the VA campus in Leeds, part of Northampton. And that's how it began, with 60 beds. We now have about 220 beds for transitional, or more of a shelter program, with programming that can last up to 2 years. And since in the last 15 years, we've really expanded to build permanent housing, do a lot more transportation, more case management. We have a wellness director. We also, to kind of echo what Darlene and Glenn said, we operate a program called SSVF, which is Supportive Services for Veterans and Families. It's funded by the VA, and we're one of the largest providers in the country of SSVF. We're in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. And what that looks like is we have case managers, about 80 of them in those four areas, that live in those areas. They're spread out in those communities. They get up every morning and go meet with veterans who are couch surfing, living in, you know, out in the streets, living in a camp, in a tent up in the woods. Wherever they are, we meet them. We partner with the VAs everywhere, as well as other service providers, to find veterans who are in this situation. And that program allows us to case manage the veteran, find out what they need, connect them to the services, as well as paying rent, deposits, utilities, to get them into housing and then provide the support that Darlene mentioned earlier.
We have to take a break here, but you mentioned vets who are couch surfing or living in a tent. How do you find them? They would theoretically have to reach out to you, would they not? I mean, what about those that fall through the cracks?
Well, they certainly do. We have an 800 number. We have a call center in Pittsfield staffed by formerly homeless veterans that answers the phone, either from a veteran or from another service provider, from the police, from first responders, from the VAs. I mean, we're out making connections all over in the areas that we work in, and that's really where you build the support system that provides the veterans, and that's how you find them.
We have to take a quick break here. 800-348-2551 is our number, and we'll get to your calls in a moment. 1-800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. 800-348-2551 is the number. Darlene Delancey, Glenn Gilbert, and Peter Potter here from the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center. Bruce Buckley of Soldier On, and we talk veterans issues on the program today. And again, the number is 800-348-2551. Before we get to the phones, let's talk to Peter Potter about this Mayor's Challenge.
Yeah, this was a program that was put out by Michelle Obama several years ago, and it was a way to reach out to the local elected officials. And actually, our area was one of the largest participating areas where the local mayors and supervisors all came together, and it helped us outreach even more. And in addition to that, you know, working with the colleges and working with our younger veterans, it enabled us to get more access to our veterans.
Has federal assistance and federal awareness of the problem increased over the last 10, 20 years?
Absolutely. That's why HUD is involved now with the VA in getting housing vouchers, the Mayor's Challenge, county veterans officials, state departments, all are very sensitive to the issue of veteran homelessness and know where to call and get some help for those people.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. And let's jump on the phones. Kerry in Plainfield, Mass. Kerry, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I'm a veteran, and I receive 100% service-connected disability. But my question is not about me. It's a friend of mine. What he did is about 3 or 4 years ago, he was awarded 100% disability compensation for what they call total unemployability comp. So that was 3 or 4 years ago. But he told me the other day that he had received a letter from the VA, the intake center, I think, in Wisconsin. He said that they're going to be reducing that 100% to 90%. Now, he received a large amount of money, around $250,000, because it was 16 years retroactive. His disability went back to. So did you ever hear of that happening when a person's been supposedly receiving it for that long that they can reduce it like that? They said it was only temporary.
Well, a lot of that really involves the ongoing medical benefits and, you know, how we interact with the veterans. Sometimes the veterans do get better. Sometimes they show a path towards making themselves into a healthier person. That can affect, certainly. Our whole purpose is not just to provide, say, money for an issue, but also to provide the ability to give them the tools to live successfully. So there can be the time that it happens where something may be reduced like that, but that's where we want to bring veterans in as much as possible, because preventative health is key to good health, and ongoing health is just as important.
Okay, I just was wondering, because, like I said, it goes back so many years that I thought that, you know, he was going to have it forever and that it wouldn't be considered temporary, but
all right.
I understand what you're saying, too.
All right, Glenn Gilbert.
Yeah, I'd also like to mention that the best thing your friend can do is also find a veterans benefits counselor. And rather than just go along with this, he may be able to file an appeal. If it's going to go through, he may be able to set up a payment plan or repayment plan that will work for him as opposed to getting a large chunk taken out. But the best thing he can do is to get involved in this process and work with a veterans benefits counselor.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. Darlene Delancey, Peter Potter, and Glenn Gilbert from the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center are here. Bruce Buckley of Soldier On. I found that interesting. So this vet had 100%, what's the word?
Compensation.
Compensation. And then it was reduced disability to 90. And you said maybe this was because of an improving situation. Who does the follow-up, and how is the follow-up done?
Well, a lot of the times what happens is once you get your service connection or disability, sometimes a veteran doesn't stay with the VA. They're just getting their check, and they're staying at home. And it's important for us to be able to gauge the process of the veteran.
How do you do it?
Continuing appointments. That's why we want to see our veterans. It would be choice to see them every year. If they have issues that are making them disabled, we'd like to see them more than that. And the importance is continuing with their health care and letting VA, because there's always changing rules, there's always new items that lead to other diagnosis. So it could be that, you know, he's fallen into a trap where, you know, he's not seeing his doctor enough. It could be several different reasons. Could be that he's getting better. You know, Hopefully that's what our goal is to make our veterans better.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Darlene, did you want to say something?
I wanted to comment on Glenn's comment about the appeals process. This information comes from VBA, which is Veterans Benefit, and they would have a specific process available to them so that they could appeal it. I don't know what the reason was for reducing it, but I think he, as a veteran, has that option to exercise.
And how often is an appeal upheld?
I can't give you a number in terms of, but I do know.
But it does happen?
It does happen. And so I don't know what his unemployability was based upon, but that's something that he needs to work with. I think that Glenn had recommended his veteran service officer or connecting with Veterans Benefit.
All right, let's jump back to the phones here. And Peter in Saratoga. Peter, you're on.
Well, thank you. First off, I just want to give a shout out and praise to all of you for working in where you work and with what you have to do. I can only imagine how difficult it is on a case-by-case basis, and then as difficult as it is to navigate the bureaucracy that gets in the way of delivering care. So thank you all for doing that. And wouldn't it be great if all of our leaders really thought through the impact that war has on these folks that come back in a different state than when they left? So my question is, I'm up in Saratoga Springs, and I work with Shelters of Saratoga, a little bit with Saratoga Warhorse, and I'm just curious to see what sort of specific outreach you have to more rural, meaning outside of the Albany, Schenectady area, organizations to help and to get services to the veterans, especially those that are homeless. And I'll hang up now so you can keep talking.
Thanks, Peter. We appreciate it.
Well, I'll talk to the homeless piece. This is Bruce Buckley of Soldier On. We have case managers throughout New York State from about Kingston up to Canada and out past Buffalo. So if a veteran needs help, needs our services, if you call 1-866-406-8449, we have three formerly homeless veterans who are employed with us full-time, and they answer the phone, screen the app or the caller, and then pass it along to our New York State folks who would meet with the veteran within 24 hours.
Why not south of Kingston?
Well, it's regional. Where you get assigned a region by the VA,
gotcha.
That happens to be our region.
I can speak for the VA. We have a number of case managers who head out every morning. We have someone in Kingston 3 days a week working with facilities down there. We have someone, we have a couple of people located in Glens Falls on a permanent basis. Another one travels up to Plattsburgh on a regular basis. We do recognize that homelessness takes many forms. Lots of people think of homelessness as the person who's sleeping on the street. But as has been mentioned earlier, sometimes it's couch surfing. Sometimes it's staying with a buddy for a little while. It takes many different forms, and it's not as visible in the rural areas, which is why we send people out there. We have a staff person in Delaware County today doing a homeless veteran stand down with a veterans agency down in Delaware County today, identifying homeless veterans, making VA services available to them.
And how successful would a stand down be?
Well, if we get find one veteran who is homeless who is needing help, then we consider that's a success. So we never know, and the conditions do change around homelessness. We're seeing an influx right now of some Vietnam-era veterans who are aging out of the workforce, and so they're no longer able to support themselves, and they're having some housing difficulties. So we're trying to be attentive to that. The women's population is growing in the homeless ranks due to their increasing number of women veterans who are serving.
Darlene Delancey, as director of Albany Stratton VA, you know, our last caller mentioned the red tape. Is there too much red tape?
You know, I think what we do, everything that we can to cut the red tape. Absolutely. You know,
it's a diplomatic answer.
I think we're a government agency. But here's what my motto is, and this is what the secretary talks about and the executive in charge. Our job is to take care of veterans. So I need to do that. And I believe that what we have been given to take care of our homeless veterans and what we have been given to take care of the other veterans is enough so that we can get beyond the red tape. Peter, I do want to say to you, thank you very much for what you do every day, because volunteering as you do and what you're doing for your rural area should be commended.
Let me just, before we get to the calls, and just hang in there if you're on the line, 800-348-2551. Let's talk a bit, Bruce, about the connection between the VA and Soldier On. You had mentioned there is quite a liaison between the two. How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you, it works by just forming good human relationships, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but...
But is there a formal relationship?
Well, there's a formal relationship, and there's, you know, when you talk about red tape, there's staff at the local VAs that are the homeless staff that interact with our staff. We answer through the funding, through a process that's from the VA that, you know, works locally. But once you get through that, it's really good relationships. It's picking up the phone a lot and saying, hey, I got a problem, or here's a veteran he's at the Albany VA, he's frustrated, can you help me out? And Darlene or the staff would say, yeah, let me make a call. And in 15 minutes, they call back, and we've got a solution. Or they say to us, we've got a transportation issue with somebody in Pittsfield. We say we can get them over to there. So I don't want to oversimplify it, but it really, once that's in place, the rest of it you work with.
It works for you.
Right.
Our number is 800-348-2551, and let's jump back on the phones. James in Schenectady. James.
Hi there. Wonderful program. Thank you. I just wanted to pass on, I'm the executive director of an agency called Better Neighborhoods, Inc. here in Schenectady, and we provide housing accessibility grants for veterans who have some sort of physical disability. They can own their own home or they can be a tenant. And we are in need of clients to serve. So if there's anyone on the program or listening and have a veteran who they think needs some help with accessibility improvements to their house or their apartment, I would love to get a phone call.
Glenn Gilbert.
Great. And my agency.
Yeah, it's Better Housing Incorporated, I think you said. And
it's Better Neighborhoods, Inc. And the phone number is 518-372-6469. And of course, we're on the internet also.
Great.
And if there are folks outside of the Schenectady area, but in New York State, there are a number of agencies like us who have grants all around the state, and we're happy to link people up with those other providers.
All right, James, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'll be happy to make that follow-up phone call. We're always looking for the resources that are available to veterans, and we know we can't do the job alone, which is why we're very happy to be able to work with people like Soldier On and your agency as well. So we'll be in touch.
Thank you, James, for the call. The number is 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop Today, Veterans Issues, and Veterans Day Monday. Darlene Delancey is here, Glenn Gilbert, Peter Potter of Albany Stratton VA Medical Center, and Bruce Buckley of Soldier On. Let's see who's next here. Looks like Rich in Wilton. Rich, you're on.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question regarding dental benefits. I'm a Vietnam vet, 73 years old, have dental issues to the point of medically becoming a problem based on my primary. I've been to the VA in Albany many times to try to get help over the last 2 or 3 years before they got as bad as they have gotten. And I was referred once by my primary to the dental clinic, and they looked at me. They said, they asked me a question regarding what my coverage was and all, and they told me at that point, to make a long story short, you don't have any dental benefits because it was not a service-connected disability. And I said, well, I have an issue where my doctor has told me that if I don't get it resolved, that it could turn into something critical medically.
Okay.
And the person at the clinic told me that I'd have to wait until that point. Now I'm at a point where I've had to pay to have what was left removed because of the condition. And I've called everybody and their brother to try to get somebody to help me to get my dental coverage taken care of, because I just personally cannot afford it.
Okay, Rich, and I remember you calling. I remember you calling when we did this program the last time, without actually seeing Rich. What advice, Darlene, could you give? Or Glenn?
Yeah, I think, Rich, what we need to do is to make the connection with Glenn. And we could look into the opportunity for you to do an appeals process, or perhaps tell us why you're not able to get the service that you need. It may be that has been said to you. You don't qualify for dental services by law. That is something that we cannot change. But at least we can do is help coordinate those efforts.
So the appeals process. All right, Rich, thank you very much. And how would Rich get in touch?
He could call the VA and ask for Glenn Gilpert, and they will transfer you to his phone.
Now, you mentioned this is all mandated by law, these policies. Do you have advocates on Capitol Hill who are saying, look, this is untenable. We need this, we need this, we need this to make things better?
You know, there's always that possibility to make changes. But however, the dental services that are being provided are strict in terms of.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, in general sense, there are always ways to improve things. You people have your boots on the ground every day, and you
Absolutely.
See the problems. Those who make the laws don't necessarily see these issues. So does the VA have somebody who goes to Washington and says, hey, We need to fix this, this, and this, and this.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. We do. Just today, we had the opportunity to share with a staff representative of government, which would bring back that information. So what she asked us was, what challenges do you have? What can I do to assist? How do we influence what the law is? We also have our local congressmen and women who can help us to change those laws.
We also have agencies like American Legion. VFW comes through and looks at our services, asks us how they can advocate. Lots of veteran service organizations are doing that, perform that service.
We're joined today by Darlene Delancey, Glenn Gilbert, and Peter Potter from the Albany Stratton VA, and Bruce Buckley of Soldier On. It's Vox Pop. It's a call-in show, and we'll get back to more calls in a moment. 800-348-2551 is the number. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is the number. Peter Potter, Glenn Gilbert, and Darlene Delancey from the Albany Stratton VA are here. And Peter, I haven't screwed up your name once. It does sound like a nursery rhyme, just saying, but I got it right. Bruce Buckley of Soldier On also here today. And the number is 800-348-2551. Before we get back to the phones, Darlene, if you could give me
a little more background on the services you guys provide over there at the VA Medical Center.
Absolutely, Ray. Ray, and you opened up this call with talking about Veterans Day. So I do want to say that how we approach things is every day is Veterans Day.
Right.
We treat every veteran to services such as primary care and mental health services, specialty services. And our goal is to have veterans choose us. What I ask veterans to do, because things change in terms of eligibility, as the past callers had talked about, to call our VA and we can put them in touch with eligibility specialists that could help to see, have the laws change, have things changed for them?
For instance, our last caller who had questions about dental, this would
absolutely
be a way to... And what is that number?
It is...
Somebody ought to have it.
518-626-5000, and they can call and ask for the business office.
Okay, very good. And what other services?
Well, you know, I want to talk about the things that our approach to a lot of things is a whole health approach, and we're looking at chiropractic care. We've already hired a chiropractor within the Albany area. This holistic approach to treating our veterans, understanding that this is so important. We have yoga. We have yoga specialists that come in, and we're also—
Is that a popular program?
Absolutely is. Our veterans are waiting to attend yoga.
Huh.
Because of the thing of, as we get older, you know, sometimes the pains start coming in areas that they weren't before.
Yes.
And yoga is a wonderful way to start to begin to release that sense of pain. And what a wonderful opportunity for our veterans to go through the yoga classes.
Hmm.
We also are offering various types of pain clinics and what we can do for our veterans in pain clinics, as opposed to a medication usage. And so looking at our mental health services, our yoga services, our acupuncture.
Acupuncture as well. I'm curious, what brought on sort of this change to a holistic approach, almost Eastern?
You know, I think that we realized that in order to serve one veteran, we have to look at all of their needs. And it is an approach that has scientific data that demonstrates that if we approach our veterans utilizing these whole health services, their outcomes are much more positive. And that's what we have to do in the organization. It's not always about just treating the one area. It's treating the whole person. One of the examples is the mindfulness breathing exercises that we do with many of our mental health patients. And what we're hearing back from them is this is a way for us to relax. This is a way for us to not have the same mental health or the concerns that we had before. Glenn, would you not say that those whole health services are bringing about better health outcomes?
Better outcomes. And we were also surprised when we started to introduce this that recently discharged veterans had said, we've been doing this in the military. Thank you for starting this now. We're very open to this and incorporating these practices into our general health care. Again, it was the voice of the veteran who brought this forward and says, you guys should be really be looking at this.
Bruce Buckley of Soldier On, I saw you writing something down there. What were you writing down?
Well, I want to echo what Darlene was saying. As I mentioned earlier, we build permanent housing, so the veterans are with us for the rest of their lives, and that's been for the last 10 years. We've got a female veteran building under construction in Pittsfield right now, 14 units of permanent one-bedroom housing, as well as a transitional female program that we've had for the last several years, and through the female program, but now it's spread to our entire program, wellness really kind of got into our culture.
Mm.
And it takes the same form. We have a full-time wellness director who works with all of our veterans on this, the six dimensions of wellness of how to address these issues. We do yoga. We do theater with the Wham Theater and the Williamstown Theater. We have women and men that participate with the theater program. So without rattling on, I think the holistic approach forms really the rest of their life, and that's how we've been successful in, you know, managing our programs.
Well, now, breathing exercises, I'm sure, are good. But what about somebody who is addicted to painkillers? In other words, what addiction services? That's got to be a huge issue.
We do. We have a rehabilitation service within the medical center in Albany. We have a 12-bed unit, we have had some very good success stories with that program. I think in particular we have a couple of other programs that align with what they're doing. Not only do they go through the counseling, not only do they go through the medical aspect of our substance abuse rehab treatment program, but we also have equine therapy program that's available to
what
them.
What is that?
Well, that's a program that we have coupled, that again, another community partner with Goble Skill College, where we bring our veterans that are in the substance abuse program, in the program, and together they care for the horses.
Oh, it's not a riding program.
No,
that's
it's
what
not
I
a riding
okay,
program. But what they do is they learn how to care for the program. Either it's leading the program, or excuse me, leading the horse, mm-hmm. or it's brushing the horse, or it is talking about how they can give themselves space or other space when they need it, because there are exercises that the trainers at Coble Skill perform and help the veterans with how do they best care. What it does is it builds a sense of trust. It builds a sense of I can accomplish this. I can do this.
Yeah.
So we've had some wonderful outcomes with the equine therapy, and we look forward to continuing with that partnership.
Okay.
I did want to mention one thing, Bruce. You talked about your women's shelter. I am thrilled that you are building that women's shelter. It is very dear to our heart in Albany, but also to talk about we have a strong program for women veterans. Women veterans are a number, a percentage is growing in terms of what we can provide to our women.
What's the percentage of women veterans?
Right now, we are only serving a very small percent, probably about 6% of the available services to our women. But they are doubling in terms of their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to work harder to attract more women veterans to our services.
We really got to jump back on the phones here. So if you anything else you want to hit before
No,
we,
that's fine. Thank you.
The number is 800-348-2551. And Lamont in Kingston, you've been waiting a long time. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a vet. I'm also my primary care is through the veterans. And I have no qualms or complaints to the services that they provide. However, I did have, I saw on one a couple of years ago, they put out a brochure that said that the vet should see an MD, a medical doctor, once a year. I questioned that I want to see a medical doctor in the primary care type. And they said, no, that wasn't possible. That the PAs would take care of it, but the PAs are not doctors. So a week later, I walked in, and that particular brochure was out of circulation, never went back on the counters or anything. My question is, unless you get in touch with Albany and demand to see a doctor, you're going to see PAs. So the question is, if that brochure is correct, that a veteran should be able to see a doctor at least once a year, why is not that done?
Well, I'm going to approach this with a sense of the, I think there's a little bit of miscommunication, not from you, but maybe from our brochure. We like to tell folks that they should see a doctor once a year to make sure that they're fulfilling their preventative health requirements. In VA, we don't want you to go longer than a year, but we want to see you at least once every 2 years. The key to that is if somebody is enrolled in VA services and they don't come and use our services, they start getting pushed out of the system. And what we don't want to see is a veteran who doesn't necessarily need the care right away, and all of a sudden they haven't seen the VA in 5 years, they come to get some needed care, and they can't get the care because now their eligibility has changed or something has changed with their health. And now it's kind of too late to do preventative health. Now you're trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
As far as seeing a doctor, I mean, we utilize various sources, including nurse practitioners. And we tend to always have a doctor available. The good thing about VA is it doesn't matter where you go, whether you go to Albany or one of our community-based outpatient clinics, the veteran can choose to go wherever they would like to go. And we often coordinate care. And that includes for our snowbirds that might get care down in Florida, at a doctor's office, and then they come up here. It also includes the community because VA wants to be able to provide the management of that care. Because when it comes right down to it, everybody's just catching up with electronic medical records. I mean, we've been doing that for 30 years now. And to have that record exact and direct to what your needs are, it's an important piece of your health.
You know, every election year, we see news reports, the lines, the waits that the vets have to deal with. Things improving?
If you look at the local numbers, we are very fortunate. In fact, in New York and in the upstate region, we don't see the issues that they have down in the south of the country. And
why do they have those issues and you don't?
Well, a lot of that is due to, you know, young veterans getting out of the service. You know, they're looking where they're going to live. It's kind of hard to compare 2 feet of snow to a palm tree and sunshine.
Bite your tongue.
It's hard to, you know, compare the taxes. I mean, Florida, there's a no tax rate.
I'm going to have you on another show. Good for you.
A lot of that comes down to where preferences of veterans. The unfortunate fact is in New York, we're losing 19% to 23% of our veterans.
Yeah.
And some of that is unfortunately to age. Some of that is because we have snowbirds that are moving down to drier, warmer climates.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult thing. So we don't see that wait time. In fact, if you compare us to the community, what you'll see is the wait times at VA is a whole lot less. And I'll use an example. We hold a very tight wait time, say for dermatology. And if you try to get a dermatology appointment out in the community, you might very well be waiting 6 months, maybe even as much as 9 months for civilians.
Gotcha.
So, you know, a lot of veterans who might qualify because we're hard on ourselves and we say, well, look, we can do it in 31 days. That veteran, we see an 83% rate of those veterans who qualify for outside saying, you know what? I want VA care. They've got the expertise. They've got the professionalism. And quite frankly, they've got a better service.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Mark is in Albany. Mark, you're on.
Good afternoon. I was discharged honorably in 1977, and I was given a certificate for a VA loan for $17,500. I was wondering if that is still viable.
Well, let me start by saying VA is broken into three arms. We have the VHA, which is what we represent. That's the hospitals and medical. There's VBA, which is the benefits section. And, of course, NCA, which is our cemeteries. That would be something that would have to be discussed through VBA. However, the good news is at the Stratton VA, we have a VBA official there.
Huh.
And we also have VFW and American Legion, who can also do service connections, as well as DAV. So that's something that we would invite you to come into the hospital. If you haven't been into the hospital in a long time, take a look around and check in with your doc at the same time. But they can certainly...
Well, I am actually very well pleased with my service there. I've been going there for over 30 years, and it's actually incredible.
That's
Thank
great.
You, Mark.
Mark, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551, the number. Gail in Western Massachusetts. Gail, you're up.
Yes. Hi. I would like to ask the panel, first of all, I want to thank you for taking very good care of our veterans. I come from a military family. I was just on a four-hour phone call with a family member who left the Marine Corps a year and a half ago, was upset. The ninth suicide of his men in a year and a half. That was one thing that I wanted to bring up. The second thing is housing. Are people aware that are listening that HUD, Housing Urban Development, if you go to your local housing authority, for all those homeless veterans that are couch surfing or homeless, they go right to the top of the list as soon as they apply. If you're a veteran, you're disabled, you're over 60, 65, you go right to the top of the list. There's long waiting lists, but you go right to the top of the list. Does the panel understand that?
We do, and we work very closely with our housing authorities. We're often in communication with them on a lot of the vouchers and the people that we're working with. So thank you. It's a good point.
I think a lot of veterans don't know that. I mean, I'm absolutely floored. I find veterans all the time, homeless veterans, absolutely oblivious. No one has really told them that. And I'm going, how is that not part of the educational process? So I just wanted to pass that on. And I also wanted to say that there's a lot of young people that are leaving the Corps, leaving our services, and there's nowhere for them to go. And I'm talking about young people. There's no families, there's no connection, and suicide seems to be the only choice for them. And I know a lot of people are trying to do things, but I'd like to ask your listening public to reach out if they have a neighbor that's a veteran, to reach out if they have someone that's going to their church that's a veteran. Invite them over to eat for a meal, for a card game. That's what they need more than anything, just to know that people care.
Thanks, Gail. We appreciate it.
Oh, Gail, Darlene. I appreciate what you said so much. I think that drives home of what we're doing in terms of suicide prevention. As you know, it's top priority for our secretary and in VA and VHA. But I think that what you're saying, and I want to echo that, it's the community partnerships that you make. We have community partnerships, faith-based community partnership, where we discuss what we can do to prevent suicide. We have the partnership with our colleges, with our high schools, where we can discuss and get the word out. We have a crisis hotline number that we communicate on our on Facebook and all through our community. So, Gail, I really appreciate what you're doing, and please know that our efforts to reach out to the community, our local police, everywhere is evident, and that's what we all need to be doing, things that you're doing as well. So thank you.
Darlene, we're just about out of time here. How do people find Albany VA online and find out more information? Or Peter?
Yes, if they just come to the internet and type in www.albany.va.gov, we're on Facebook. If you start putting in Albany Stratton, by the time you start typing the V, you'll see us.
Thank you very much. Bruce Buckley, how do people find Soldier On?
Same way, www.wesoldieron.org. Or on Facebook and Twitter. We're out there and are easy to find and connect with us.
Well, thank you all for being here. Support comes from Siena College announcing open house this Saturday, 10 to 3, majors in business, communications, nursing, data science, and pre-engineering option. Scholarships available for all new students. Siena.edu/open house. Department of Theater Arts, SUNY New Paltz, presenting Shakespeare's Henry V, the contemporary telling of power, war, and the duties of a leader to their country, November 14th through 24th, newpaltz.edu. And the Adirondack Council, working with partners, elected leaders, and citizen advocates to preserve the legacy of the Adirondack Parks, adirondackcouncil.org. Once again, thanks to Glenn Gilbert, Darlene Delancey, Peter Potter, and Bruce Buckley for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer, and Ed Rosen for answering the phones. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, astronomers Bob Berman and Valerie Rapson will be back to answer your star questions. Right now, stand by for 51%.